With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Dozens of families in the Western Upper Peninsula are without their regular child care today. The Kokibik-Ontonagon County Head Start is temporarily closed due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Head Start is a 100% federally funded program with locations all across the country. It primarily focuses on 3 and 4-year-olds from low-income families. Renee Pertilli is the director of Head Start and Early Head Start program for Kokibik-Ontonagon Community Action Agency. They have 3 locations in the Western UP, including Ironwood.
We provide 3 meals a day. We provide school readiness services. We provide support for the families with anything they might need. That could include transportation, gas, getting their rent paid, getting a new furnace in their home. And then we also provide health services for the children, making sure that they're up to date on their well child checks.
Each year, Head Start programs need to submit a grant application to the federal government to receive its operational funding for the year. The timing of when each program submits its application varies. In the case of Kokibik and Ontonagon counties, they need to get it in by August 1st, and they're supposed to receive the funding by November 1st. But because of the federal government shutdown, there's no one in the office of Head Start to process and approve their application.
We don't have funding to pay staff, and then we don't have funding to pay our bills and keep our doors open.
The Kokibik and Ontonagon Head Start program is temporarily closed. Pertilli says they've been trying to connect families to other resources to help them during the temporary closure, including other child care options and food resources.
The difficult piece to that is once the government reopens, that doesn't mean that our program will be able to reopen the next day or the next week.
Pertilli says they'll still have to wait for the Office of Head Start to process theirs and all the other grants that have been delayed.
There's the potential that that could take 1, 2, 3 weeks. We don't really know.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Last week, Governor Tony Evers announced 2 Head Start programs in southern and eastern Wisconsin would also need to temporarily stop services because of the government shutdown. Making a time change can mess with your sleep, even when you're adding an extra hour. Clocks got turned back Sunday morning. Rebecca Wagner of Aspirus Health says that time changes can disrupt your body's internal rhythm.
Having a harder time falling asleep because it's either earlier or later. Getting to sleep and then staying asleep just because it's off your schedule. It can also affect how you feel when you wake up in the morning, making it harder to wake up. So the time change affects our overall health and well-being just because it's hard on your body.
Wagner says to practice good sleep hygiene to minimize the impact.
Making sure that you don't do any really strenuous activities or exercise a couple hours before bed. Staying away from that screen time, you know, limiting that before bed. No caffeine or alcohol before bed because that affects your sleep.
Wagner says sleep is foundational to our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. Wisconsin Rapids Police are looking into 2 deaths that happened Friday. One investigation involves 34-year-old Anthony Quinones, who was brought to a hospital with life-threatening injuries and died from those injuries. He had apparently been hurt the day before at a private residence. Also Friday, Wisconsin Rapids officers were called to a home on 11th Street South with a report of a disturbance. They found 56-year-old Randall Harris Sr. suffering from life-threatening injuries. He was pronounced dead at the scene. His son, 34-year-old Randall Harris Jr., has been taken into custody as a suspect in the death. While the incidents happened at about the same time, detectives do not believe there is any connection between them. An Antigo man who led the Antigo Fire Department cadet program has been found not guilty after a trial wrapped up Friday. 46-year-old John Kruger was acquitted of felony sexual assault of a child by a person who works or volunteers with children and other charges. According to the criminal complaint, a report came in that Kruger was having inappropriate contact with teenagers through his work with the Antigo Fire Department cadet program. Kruger created and led the program. Kruger's attorneys argued the actions were essentially horseplay and did not cross the line. Friday, he was found not guilty on all charges. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Nurses at a hospital in Ironwood plan to take a vote on authorizing a strike. The nurses at Aspirus Ironwood Hospital have been working without a contract. They decided to hold a strike vote after a bargaining session Wednesday. The nurses' union says Aspirus did not move on key issues. The Michigan Nurses Association vote November 5th will determine whether they authorize their elected RN bargaining team to call for a strike if deemed necessary. It does not guarantee that the nurses will strike. Wisconsin has become the 36th state to limit cell phones and other electronic devices in school. Democratic Governor Tony Evers signed the bill Friday. The bill was passed with bipartisan support. It requires districts to prohibit phone use during class time. Evers signed it despite some opposition from Democrats in the legislature, who said controlling gun violence should be a higher priority than banning cell phones. This school year alone, new restrictions on phone use in schools went into effect in 17 states and the District of Columbia. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.